Agudvach, we're holding here in Pasra Leso. We had done last time round until page 766, which we did the Taras HaMincha. Now we're holding by the Joshua Saran. It's interesting, the Joshua Saran here, it's coming from a bit of a side point, but he's saying a very big yisoid. It says, "Obizdeh inyin yistalek sofi gadol, sheish lishol v'loma." Hine Hashem Yisbarach Tziva Shalavim Yichodav Yisamishkut HaSabchayris. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the Levim take the place of Chayris. V'Oma Sheroi Sheischar Levim Muta Yisrael Lefreya. V'pnei Shezocha B'chol Chayris Yisrael Kashi Tzilom Makas B'chayris Mitzrayim. V'kim Shezocha B'hem V'heim B'pisham Nisum Avadosu. Ror Sheischem Achayim Tachtehim. So Rashi says over here the point that the Chazal say that since Klal Yisrael's Bukhairis was saved and they were supposed to do the Avodah and they couldn't do it because of the Averis and the Levim did it, so they should be paid it themselves. Al Kaponim, Vu Aimri, Kinesun and Sunim Hemeli Mitechne Yisrael, Tachas Pichas Korechem Bukhar Kol Mibne Yisrael Akatas of League, Kilikol Bukhar Mne Yisrael Ban Vahema Biam Kesikol Bukhabarat Mitzai Mitash of League. Klima. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that I was zeichet the bechayrus Mitzrayim in Israel because they weren't killed in bechayrus Mitzrayim. So the Rani is over here. V'zeinim atmiya loma zocha behem mipnei shehika bechayrus Mitzrayim shirun lanisham v'loihika isam shalichot bedava. I don't understand something. The reason why bechayrus Mitzrayim were killed were because they did wrong. They did averus. The Bechayr Yisrael were not killed for that reason. Let's say somebody will come along, a king will come along and say something, you know, you owe me a lot of money because I killed Reuven the Ritzeach and I didn't kill you. Okay. And that's why I owe you something. You didn't kill me because I'm innocent. What's the point? So over here, isn't it the same thing? Basically, he's saying, I didn't kill you and I killed the B'chayris. You didn't kill us because we were innocent. We had no reason to kill us. So the Ran says as follows. So there are events that happen in this world that are events that are klolius. There are some protistic in yonim. There are also klolistic in yonim. So he said, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the intent was in order to kill out the B'chayris. But the way of doing it was to create some sort of condition, disease, something that will affect Bechairis only. Because one can say that Bechairis all have some sort of common denominator, and B'meila, it's possible that there should be some disease that will affect Bechairis. V'hu, Shein Sofik, Shein Erechem, Shanil, Boi Uve Me'olam, Bo'is Atchuna, Shein Erechem, Ashokan, Oitzu, Boi Vlodis. It's reasonable to assume that a womb that never had children will have some sort of chemical or something else that or lacking chemical that other vloders don't have. So it's possible that all bechayrus have some sort of factor that makes them vulnerable for something. So he says, obviously, This logic is shayach to a mother and not to a child, because not to a father, because you know in a rechem there's a difference in rechem yes rechem not a father it's not shayach. So b'meila ve'abish on b'medrash ein bayis ein shom b'choyer god la bayis meishu b'choyer zal tzad adrush al ki pshuta shal dova b'choyeres so yinitlem b'pitur hachamim heim shaloku v'heim o yibenim yachas v'heksha. So, yeah. ומפני זה עם השם יספר שבני שהגן באדום והצילה מן הרע שאירוי לאוכל בהם, הקדש הישם לוי. Now, so the bottom line Ran says is, הנה יספר מזה, שכאשר נשחדי שפע שיפה ממשך איזה דבר מפסיק, when a Kaddish Baruch Hu creates some sort of shefa, which is a mazik, yikabel boy hezik gam ha'ish ashen roi shani fi ma'isav. Even a person who is not roi for it gets that oinish. Im loy she'etzlo yischus proti, yogan shani sparach ba'oida mehezik yinam shkha mischadish. So the Rana is saying a very big insight over here. Besides the hashgacha protis, so l'mashal, if an isolated event happens, where Reuven got punished, we can say this was a special hashgacha for Reuven. If a flood came, and a flood by nature affects a large swath of people, it affects an entire population of some place, so I don't have to go around and ask myself why each and every single person deserved to die in the flood. I say that this becomes the teva. Once a Kadosh Baruch Hu is geyser on a group of people, then it was tzaddik or rasha. If I give a mashal that we can be mesiachis to, a simple mashal, whenever policemen look for a criminal that killed somebody, so we go through a big process of examining the evidence and seeing if this person is really guilty or not, and on and on and on, and if not, we feel we're killing somebody was innocent. When countries are at war, you don't have to examine every soldier and ask yourself, would this soldier have killed somebody or not? It's nation to nation. In other words, there's a persona of a group of people as well. Hashkocha can work on yechidim, hashkocha can work on a nation or on a group of people. And when hashkocha is working on a group of people, you do not need to answer the question of, why was this person killed? So, l'mashal, we have an event like the Holocaust. The event of the Holocaust was a Holocaust. So, I can try to understand trends in Klal Yisrael, issues and so on, if I want to go there. But I cannot say that every single person killed in the Holocaust was personally guilty and deserved to die. That's not at all muchrach, because it's a different type of hashgacha. So that's one thing that the Ran says. My Rebbe Chaim Shlomitzky says this in Shmuz. It didn't quote the Ran, but he would speak about, I don't remember his Mekairis, he would speak about a klolistic anhaga. Two, it is possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save somebody, but it's not enough to be innocent. It's not enough to be, you know, not guilty enough to deserve Misa. It needs to be an extraordinary schus, like Lot, who was saved in the schus of Avram, where you to take him out of stone requires an extraordinary reason. And that's a second point. So yes, there are extraordinary hashkachas to save people from a klolis, but that requires a whole different madrega of tzitkis and so on. Reb Chaim Shlomitzky would also add that afilo hachi, in a very hidden way, the cheshm prati matches the cheshm klali, but that's hidden. That's something that's not something we could factor in. It's not something that we could make a cheshmen about and say, oh, this happened because it is, this happened because this, this person. On sweeping events, I need to look in sweeping ways. So if a nation as a nation doing something wrong, nation is punished, even though the people themselves who get swept up with the punishment may have been, by and large, innocent of anything. Al-Kapanim, that's a ran of it. That's the mark of the ran, and that's why all the Bechiris, once the Kashbrach made Xeram Bechiris, it should have been that all Bechiris would have been swept up, and would have been killed. It was an extraordinary chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he saved them, and therefore they owe something for it. Okay, that's the Ran over here. The next one is about that the inyan of blowing a shofar as in a time of tzara and so on. So this is a chinuch. Mishrosha mitzvah lefisha b'shas hakorv mo yitzrichem lechavim daitam yofa binyanei v'shiduash nesos yiduas. When they would bring a carbon, they needed to focus. Kavana was a very important part of a carbon. You have six kavanas that are standard for carbon. You have one or two machshavas psulos, and so kavana is very important. Begamkin beis hatzara, so ha'odom kiven gadol bischana if they borrow, she rachem el vetzei mitzarasei. So you need an extraordinarily deep tefillah to be able to help a person be that Hakadosh Baruch Hu listen. L'chein itztavu b'tkias hachatzoitzes be'itim elo, and that's why we're taught to blow the chatzoitzes. L'fisha adam mi yoseh bal chaymer tzorach yisoyres gadol el advarim. It's not normal. A person needs something to shake him up, to focus him. Ki hateva mibli meir yamod ki yoshin. If nothing shakes you up, you're sort of like lethargic. You're kind of in a daze. Vein dover yorea kukolos hanigin. And nothing arouses a person like a nigin. Yedua dover. Vekoshken kola chatzoitzus. Shakoila godlo shabichol kli nigin. So when you have a trumpet blowing, that really kind of wakes you up. So one important element of the of nigun is that's me'ora person, and this is sometimes in others to look at a nigun as a tachlis in its own right is not quite where he goes. It's something which sharpens a person's appreciation for the words of the tefillah. So if a person does a nigun for the davening and the nigun helps a person be mechavim to the words, it wakes him up to pshat the words and so on. That's fantastic. But if the nigun becomes an end to itself, because it's a nice nigun, and the words are kilu, you know, sort of an inconvenience that have to be stuffed in between pieces of the nigun, not sure that this is this tachlis. But oid yesh ta'olos nimtzev kol chatzaitzos v'adoymeh, milvad hisoyos lakavoneh, ki mekoyach ha'koylos yosa adem libu machsheva sha'iska ulam, literally, it also something that blocks out other inyanim. He says, basically, I don't need to tell you, if you ever heard Shafer or Chatzaitzis with Kavana, you'd guess it yourself. Okay, next one is a Teres HaMincha, who also speaks about the point of screaming and yelling, Haramas curl during davening. So he says, Zifcha lekim ruach nishbara v'cholo eila chatzoyce she'etoykin amariyim behem v'hoya levoviz nishbarim v'nefoshes nir adois v'yesol mechavne libo l'avien shvashemayim v'hoyse tzakosam oyle alamarim v'kola chatzoyceis v'zeu akavona Bechol kriyas ubaromas hakoylos, shahakoylos mefanin irbuv shabavir, was oila tefillah lemaykotcha shvayim leikuv. So he says the point of kolos, whether it's screaming or yelling or tkiyas and chatzoytzes, is because the chatzoytzes would be mefane irbuv shabavir. Was oila tefillah lemaykotcha shvayim leikuv. I'll literally translate. It's as if there are clouds, kind of dense clouds, and the coal breaks through it, and then the tefillah goes up. Now, if he's talking, I mean, the Teres HaMincha was a Talmud Rashba, so, and he was a Mekubal also, in his Sefer, there are Kabbalic Inyanim, kind of Rishonim Kabbalah and so on. you know, Imishim Kabbalah, I don't have what to add. I would like to give it a little bit more of a pshat flavor that we can relate to. I would take it not far from what the Chinuch says. Whenever we speak of people being locked into the normal routine of the world, the tev of the world, and therefore a person doesn't reach out beyond it, I would try to translate the Irbuv Sheba Avir, whether he means it the way I'm saying it, or that's the way we could translate it is, I would say it's sort of like we would call the atmosphere. It's a layer of air that's dense and sort of insulates us from anything on top. And it creates its own bubble of reality. This is our own metzias, this is our bubble, this is who we are. So tefillah means we're lacking the ability to reach out of it. We need to make a breakthrough and break through our bubble of, well, this is the metzias, this is the norm, this routine, this is the teva, and so on and so forth. And therefore, kolos do that. They certainly do that on a psychological level. And if he means something on a Kabbalah level, also like that. But tachlis, this is what the Inyan of Kabbalah is. So akoponim, both he and the chinuch, the bottom line is koil, whether it's nigun, schatzoitzris, truas, whatever it is, are things that break through worlds. They break through a certain sense of lethargy, and you know that's the way it is, it's not going to change, and so on. And the middle of prison, the chavim is tefillah. So both of them make it very clear that it's a type of siyua. It's something that helps a person be mispal and be mechavim's kavana. Okay, let's see one more piece. This is Rabbeinu Bechaya, and he speaks about the nun hafuchos. It's a very strange apparition. It's kind of also military of these two strange nun hafuchos. Chazal, you know, refer to it sometimes as being seven parishes and so on. Very strange. So Rabbeinu Bechaya explains it differently. Fanim v'aderach haKabbalah v'yihi b'sar arid. Parsha zu romezes al kol yimei olam. He says this parsha is meramez on the entire hekif of the world. Parsha ki nirshmu bo shivas alofim ki mei pasuk rishon. There are the seven alofim of the world are meramez. V'dorshu chazal shisa alfi shnei hava alma v'chad chorif. V'enya zeh roi t'lirmo zeh seh b'mokum Hamidbo, Shumokum Achorev Hashimomim. And the idea of Chad Chorev, the place to bring this out, is in the Midbar. We'll explain soon. The Kivim Shatar Kulub Nuya Mesel Zechidish Oilam, Yeshla Hoven Sheshle Soif, Kichol Dove Sheshle Atschol Yeshle Soif Bechreach, Vezeh Shekosov Ani Rishim Vani Achrim. Va Kosov Aze Yoyre, Ke Oilam Yeshle Soif, Ke Shem Shekosh Baruch Rishim Vorem Kulam, Ken Ozit She Achrim Kulam, So he explains like this. The concept of Sheis Alpha Hava Alma, Vishiva Chorev, Vechad Chorev, the reason why the world has to be Chorev is to underscore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad. Had the world not been, had the world, the HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Elyonos is reflected in Ani Rishon, Bani Achron. The fact that there's no, the fact that we have a Metzias that's not Rishon, not Achron, means that our Metzias is just a prat, and it comes out of Ribbono Shel Olam's Metzias, and it's a very different Metzias. So the Chad Chorev means a recognition once again of a world that is Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Chorev is. So the seventh of the thousandth is the Chad Chorev. And this had to be, the Midbar is kind of the makom to be kaveh that. In other words, V'akaze yoyke ol mesh yosef, ki k'shesh gosh baruch vishne vorem his asa yis achen, v'leisho ha-boilom shum niver lo yu ha-achen, Vidoshon Biazeva Oma Lifonim Haarz Isarato, Omaisi Adecha Shemayim, Hema Yevedu, Ayum Vaato Tamoid, Bekulom Kabeged Yivlu Kilavushtachlifem Yachleifu. So the fact that the world, that there was a time when there was no world and there's a time when there will be no world, puts the world in its proper setting as something ephemeral and just a hechetimtza that Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps around. But oisal v'ashisha reshuma milas alfi, lirma shisha alfi, v'ashviyis nechtema milas Yisrael, upirish Yisrael bikan haseres hakoiches. So I'm not sure where his remazim are over here. That he says the ois elof hashishi is a shuma b'milas alfi, and the shviyas nechem yos yisrael. I don't know the pshat this piece over here. And let's see the next paragraph where he explains a little bit more about Yisrael, and I think we'll have shot from there. Ubavur ki milas Yisrael so koilelas dova vifuchoi ve'efshes dispasha shelosaynes. The milas Yisrael has itself a remes for the churban, and it can also be meloshon srara. It can represent the positive. Now, I think, just from looking before, that the way in which he understands Yisrael as being churban, I think he flips the sin with a samach. Losh sar is samach reish, meaning to be wiped away. I think that's my sense of it. And now he says, but so Yisrael has itself both the sense of the world being charev and the sense of srara. So the word Yisrael is koil both. Ef shaloyma ki keshem shemer al achurim kenter al abirsha ach achurim ki u koil al srara sakoyches. So the remez lachor ki ach achurim elof hashvi v'ach abit lakrech zosom tachsa asor shash b'olim shahoyah. So let's explain and understand this piece. This is an important piece. The difference between a world that exists always to a world that has gone through non-existence is that a world who's gone through non-existence, even when it exists, it doesn't see itself as be'etzem existing. The fact that I know, let's give a little bit of a mashal. A person walks around this world thinking, you know, once we're born, we tend to think we'll be around forever. I mean, we know not, but we don't imagine ourselves not being here. La'acha me'eva esrim, we will not be here. When we come back after Tchias HaMesim, it will be people who understand that their existence is not for granted, that they exist only as a Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That nekuda of being a temporary existence is brought in only when you have churban also. So the Yisrael is the chad chorev of the shvi, and Yisrael is the binyan afterwards. That the sin and the samach switch because you need to in order that we should have real mitzvahs. We need to have also gone through churban. The ramaz lacha ki acha churban elof hashvi va'acha bidla kesasom tachsa asrar tzach boilim shahoya. V'zeh asayr akosav anoris chayner le'oma koynoke m'sh'oma yisoda. Ki dibe it says yichayner ki dibe al churban mitchilas amizma sheyosav akoyl v'sibur yishayner v'dibe gam kan al chiddush u'mizeh. Tim to bizashim ashabash iskisham tsarikam yifroch remez la havaya shall acha hashabas. Vizel soit hasivas pashva yhul but milas lasois lemos maisach hashabas. So the world includes in every level, it includes the finish of a world and its renewal again. Vizel yifroch by yom of tsarik, bechol shmito shmito, rav shloimat bli yorech bi uroi. So Bakosiv Shaoma Oikli Me Oretz Yoshish Oretz Man Kotsuv Yolomash Yevu. Bakhiska Shlomo Shalom Boretz Oilom Bemedes Olomash Yevu Kinadvor Maloy Tachlis. Kin das David Ovid that said Lifnim Ortisatam is Shmaim Hemi Beidu Batal Tamu. So you have in the big picture you have Hekefim of seven and that's Oilom Bechidusha, and then you have a final Bitlo Oilom at Yevil. And again, these numbers are not our numbers. They're just the cycles, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu runs it. Umasha Oma Halos Hashem El Shvayim Lubam Raimim Kutzivin Avroim Din La'ad Lo'ilam Vama Oid Yosar Atzim Mechonei Abotim Ba'olam Voed. So you have so many psukim that seem to say the world will stand forever. Einin Yona Shigzib Ben Nitzchias. It doesn't mean they will actually last forever. What he means to say is the worlds did not become bottle at Shivas Alfim because the construction was so poor that it falls apart. But rather it means that it will HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mevatle. Mipnei lo tovin ki asid v'anigaz hashmitz olam yelech alo tachlis. And just to think that this cycle again and again just keeps going and it has no end to it. Lekach haparsha misuyemes binunin betchilo besoif levaykil chariyiv lagodlo she'elof dor by olam botlo v'yasot ha'evayu. The nunim are there to tell me that the world is going up to a certain point, which is the elof dor. Umashebua nun hafucha. Why is the nun? So the nun itself is the ois of Yovel. That's the meaning of it. Why is it hafu? Kishem shemichta voisi kunai keroi mora kiyum dava. Kaf hifa voisi bitul misuroi mora bitul dava kubanai. An upside down letter means that the letter is collapsed. The letter is overturned. Valkein anun is hafucha. Vamakosiv amati korm layoda shehafum ba'apoi. So he says the two nunim are to tell us the world has gvulos, it came from nowhere and it's going to go to nowhere. Then he says it'll come back again. Lahoyot alavayach kol yevul v'yevul. V'zeh soid anun shechosa nimzmiras from Til David, because ois nun shows on the fila. Ube yevul hu osid lipol v'leach salatoy v'avoyu. Okedei levayah shosid eschadashach yevul, remez anun achakach shom asemach shachol aneflim, iske skifach alun fila, kchish iske kan an ep. Ol kedei lahoy alavavos in yazer borot asein atzu for mitzvah sashmita v'yevul, shenzikubolos. So Rabbi Bechaya says that the Indian of Shemitah and Yovel are there not, so that many times why the good mitzvahs as such. He says that to give a person a sense of the big picture of the world, that the big picture of the world comes to a certain tachlis, becomes bottle, comes back again, and so on. What he doesn't, what the Rabbi Bechaya, so Rabbi Bechaya is saying a general klal, and that's, we understand. He's not madgish enough over here. What's the difference between the Shemitahs and the Yovelis? In other words, he's saying there's a cycle of seven and the world becomes bottle. And then again, and again, and again. Fine. And then there's a big Yovel where everything becomes totally bottle and then comes back again. The difference between post-Shemitah and post-Yovel is not clear over here. In Yovel and Shemitah, there's a lot of talk about the difference and so on, but over here, I don't find any discussion. Doesn't seem to be saying what that is. But Akopanim, and he's saying the nuns, and maybe that's why, because they split the Torah into seven parts, really. They turn Torah into seven parts, that this is where the remez is. I'm not sure. But Akopanim, that's the Rebbeinu Bechaya here. Okay. This is the last time this summer that we'll be able to get together. I'm just going to be away. It's going to be very erratic. So, Bez Hashem, come Elul, we'll start up again. Bez Hashem. Okay, a good fach.